Dan Pacheco started an ebook publishing business about a year ago. Book Brewer is based in Boulder, and Pacheco figured he'd be helping budding authors and local writers find niche audiences for books like this one.
Golden is the real deal, a classic American small town with a major dose of the Old West.
The author of A Guidebook to Golden is one of Pacheco's clients. Well, to Pacheco's surprise, some big names have also been knocking on his door, many of them in the romance genre.
Her skin burned where he touched her, his fingertips rougher than she'd thought they would be, given his clothes.
Take, for instance, best-selling author Bella Andre, a line there from her latest ebook. Book Brewer has also signed a deal with a very different client, the Huffington Post. Founder Dan Pacheco explained why best-selling authors are turning to e-publishing.
Basically, what's happened is, you know, traditionally, a publisher who's focused on print books, they would give a writer between, you know, 10, maybe 20% of the royalties. When Amazon came out with the Kindle and allowed people to publish directly to them, they said, hey, we'll give you 70%. So that right there creates a strong incentive for writers to just go direct to consumer, although they are going through Amazon and Barnes & Noble and others. But that doesn't really require the publishing house. And the other thing that the publishing house used to do for writers is market them. But when self-publishing really came into its own, it became very clear very quickly that writers are much better at marketing their own books, especially through social media, than the publishers ever could for them. It's a total sea change in publishing.
This is going to come across more bluntly than I intended to, but why do they need you? I imagine that has something to do with the fact that you don't just go and publish an ebook these days, because there's the Kindle, there's the iPad, there's the Kobo. What am I missing?
Well, I mean, what's happening is Kindle really kind of jump-started this. They didn't invent ebooks. They'd been around for about 10 years, but they really popularized it. And what's happened since the Kindle came out a few years ago is that every day there are more and more ebook stores, ebook reader devices. It's fragmenting very quickly. So one service we provide for these writers is we can get them to all these other places that are a little bit harder to get to that still result in sales of their books. And Kobo is one of them, and there are many others. In fact, we even create apps now for the iPad and iPhone for writers.
I see, like individual author apps?
Yeah, it's kind of an experiment right now. What we say is, hey, if you've sold a lot of books, that's really great. If you have a lot of books in a series, maybe it's time for you to have your own books in your own app for sale by you. And so we can create a basically like a branded ebook reading app for authors. Now that ebooks are not just something that only geeks use, you know, I see people of all ages. In fact, it's more common that I see people who are older with a Kindle or a Nook at the airport. There are many, many more choices that are out there. You know, a lot of people are competing for those readers.
I don't imagine you had read a romance novel before getting into this.
I will admit that I never had read a romance novel before this.
And it seems that you've discovered pretty quickly that in the ebook world, this is a genre that does very well.
It's pretty amazing. The number of sales that we see for well-written, well-marketed romance novels as ebooks, we'll have thousands per month versus, you know, an average of, you know, 5 to 10 for those that are usually newer, self-published, non-romance titles. And it's, you know, obviously not something that I can directly relate to. These books, they now call them contemporary romance. They're written by women for women. We take the back seat. We'll, you know, help promote those books where we can. But, you know, as a guy, I'm not going to go out and say, hey, this is a really great, you know, romance novel that you should read. We don't really have to do that. I mean, we see some evidence out there that the success of especially smaller e-ink devices such as the Kindle, a lot of that is driven by the fact that they will fit into a purse. And there are more women reading books on those devices than men.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're speaking with entrepreneur Dan Pacheco. He is the founder of Book Brewer. It's an ebook publisher in Boulder. And Dan, let's talk about this new relationship with the Huffington Post. You helped release their first ebook title. It's called A People's History of the Great Recession by Arthur Delaney. Is that right?
Yes.
This, too, you say, represents a new shift and a new opportunity, and not for romance in this case, but for journalists.
Yeah. So just for background, I'm a journalist by trade, so this is very near and dear to my heart. And, you know, these days, as you know, a lot of journalists are losing their jobs, and many more may stand to in the future. There are so many conferences out there where people are trying to figure out, how do we fund journalism? So what I love about what the Huffington Post is doing, and Arthur Delaney in particular, is here's a journalist that was hired to cover the story of the recession as it related to individuals. So taking the companies out of the picture. And for 2 years, he did all these interviews with people who were losing their homes, who were losing their jobs. Some of those were published on HuffingtonPost.com, but a lot of them weren't. And so he curated all of those stories into a really compelling narrative about how this global recession has affected individuals. So that book was published last week, and I mean, it was up in the top 500 on Amazon for a few days. You know, that's an indication that a good human interest story will sell as an ebook, whereas if it were online, people in the news industry assume that, well, you have to monetize it with advertising. So it just represents a new model for both distributing content and also paying for the people who are doing the hard work, the journalists.
Will you do a little crystal ball gazing with us and share what trends you see in the next few years in ebooks?
Okay. The first thing that you can expect to see over the next few years is exactly what happened with music. In music, there used to be, you know, four or five different places that you would distribute music to if you're a musician. And now it's in the hundreds. So as ebooks really become what people think of, they'll think of them as books, just as, you know, nobody talks about digital music anymore. They just call it music. So we can expect to see, you know, more e-reading devices, more apps. I see authors doing more and more to distribute directly to their audience and really cutting out middlemen when they can. I see a trend towards more multimedia content within the books, and that the book really starts to become a multimedia package that you can carry with you that's mobile.
So what would that mean? Like video versions of certain parts of a chapter, or what does that look like?
Sure. I think it'll be more like videos that are embedded into chapters, and also audio and even PDF files. And at some point, we're going to see interactivity with the next version of the EPUB format. So for Arthur Delaney, for example, if he had audio interviews of some of the interviews that he wrote down, he could embed those into his ebook and then distribute that right now to Apple as an enhanced version of the ebook.
And a reminder in Arthur's case, it would, you know, maybe interviews with people who'd lost their jobs in the Great Recession or something.
Yeah, exactly. And as you know, there are a lot of different news organizations that have this content sitting around.
Dan, thank you so much for being with us.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Dan Pacheco is the founder of Book Brewer, an ebook publishing company in Boulder. We'll be right back.